This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that breaking language barriers should be our collective responsibility, inaugurating the 98th Akhil Bharatiya Marathi Sahitya Sammelan in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Modi highlighted that many saints of Maharashtra showed society a new direction through the Bhakti movement in the Marathi language. He added that the Marathi language and Marathi literature have performed the remarkable task of opening the doors of social liberation for the oppressed and deprived sections of society.
मराठी भाषा और मराठी साहित्य ने समाज के शोषित वंचित वर्ग के लिए सामाजिक मुक्ति के द्वार खोलने का भी अद्भुत काम किया है.
Prime Minister Modi pointed out that there has never been any enmity among Indian languages, rather they have enriched each other. He said that language is not just a medium of communication but a carrier of culture. The three-day Sammelan will host a diverse array of panel discussions, book exhibitions, cultural performances and interactive sessions with eminent literary figures. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has underlined that in order to retain its leadership, the G20 must be accurately reflective of global challenges in their entirety. He said this during his remarks at the G20 Foreign Ministers' meeting session on G20 objectives for 2025 at Johannesburg in South Africa yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar stressed that the G20 must always place the imperatives of collaboration higher than the compulsions of competition. Earlier, Dr. S. Jaishankar held a meeting with his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi on the sidelines of the G20 Foreign Ministers' meeting in Johannesburg, South Africa. Briefing the media in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said they reviewed developments in the bilateral relationship, specifically the management of peace and tranquility in the border areas. Dr. S. Jaishankar also met Australian Foreign Minister Penny Wong and French Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot at the India-Australia-France trilateral meeting in Johannesburg yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said the three countries have shared interests in the Indo-Pacific and the potential to strengthen each other's position. The External Affairs Minister also met EU High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, Keja Kallas, on the sidelines of the G20 Foreign Ministers' meeting. They discussed India-EU ties, developments in Europe, in the Ukraine conflict and other global issues. The External Affairs Ministry has said the recent statements about US aid funding are troubling and lead to concerns about foreign interference in India's internal affairs. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said relevant departments and agencies are looking into the matter. He said this while replying to a query on US President Donald Trump's remarks about US aid funding. BJP has accused the Congress of seeking support from foreign forces to interfere in the electoral process of the country. Addressing media at party headquarters yesterday, party leader Gaurav Bhatia said US aid was being used to interfere in the electoral process. Meanwhile, Congress leader Pawan Khera has said that a false narrative is being spread that US aid of $21 million was taken to destabilize Narendra Modi government. He claimed that these money have gone to NGOs of Bangladesh. The Pusa Krishi Vigyan Mela 2025 will be organized in New Delhi today. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will inaugurate the Mela. The theme of the three-day fair is Unnat Krishi, Viksit Bharat. Hamas has announced the names of latest Israeli hostages to be released today amid mounting outrage over the Palestinian group's admission that it released the wrong body instead of Shiri Bibas. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office confirmed that the hostages' families have been informed of their imminent release. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow. It will be 119th episode of the monthly radio program. In ICC Champions Trophy cricket, South Africa defeated Afghanistan by 107 runs in a Group B fixture in Karachi last night. Chasing 316 for victory, Afghanistan were all out for 208 with 39 balls to spare. And that is the end of this news bulletin.